What's going on? What's happening? What are you telling me?
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
It's time for the Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay podcast with Kitty.
One time she punched me in the face. It was awesome.
And Nick.
He's the gay of my dreams.
And they have this book, this burn book, where they write mean things about all the girls in our grade.
What does it say about me?
You're not in it.
Those bitches.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pop Culture Connoisseurs, a gal and a gay. I'm Kitty.
It is episode 136.
It's 136.
So see.
Well, I was getting there. I was saying hello.
Hello.
Mick tried to say that a couple times. You'll hear those at the end of this podcast.
Yes.
Stick around.
I do love the bloopers. I do love the bloopers. Yeah. So, it's a Sunday.
It's
we're
a
recording
Sunday,
this.
Right.
So we like to talk a lot about pop culture, mm-hmm. TV, films that we've watched. Obviously, it's that time of year when the new TV shows have premiered. Our favorites have returned. But we want to take a little bit of a break in this podcast and talk a little bit about music. And a really cool artist that we got a chance to talk with. And she's in the Kansas City area.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, we are based in Kansas City. And we often like to talk to people who are involved in the arts around here. We're talking about filmmakers. You know, our last episode was about filmmakers here and the Kansas City Film Society. So we also want to talk to people who are involved in the music industry. That's a big part of pop culture. So we talked to Crystal Clayton. She's a local artist, and she has an EP coming out soon. And so we talked to her a couple weeks ago when she was down at the Plaza Art Fair. She's about to perform, so you'll hear about that. But she talked about her love of music and how she got involved. And so just take a listen to our interview with Crystal Clayton.
And you'll hear one of her songs as well. And we were kind of talking. She sort of has like a Kesha vibe.
Right, she does have a very Kesha vibe, and she's very lovely, and she is also a cat person. If you don't know that, Mick and I are big cat ladies. So we bonded over that. Anyway, here you go. Here's Crystal Clayton.
Good morning, Crystal. Thank you so much for spending your morning with us. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Yeah. We're happy to speak with you today. Okay, so let's talk about, obviously, you're from the Kansas City area. We are obviously from Kansas City here as well. So let's talk a little bit about, you're an upcoming musician. So why don't you go someplace other than Kansas City to kind of start your career?
So you
have the local fan base, but with like social media and stuff, I mean, doesn't that make it easier to kind of expand that fan base and get out there with people maybe sharing it and sending it to maybe friends who don't live in the area, and that kind of helps?
So, you know, I would
know who would want me to come to wherever you are, so I'll probably need a lot more than that. But, social media makes it really fun. And I am planning on doing a little tour and going to a few different cities that I'm interested in expanding over to. We'll see what happens.
So, Crystal, how did you get started? I mean, you've been performing your whole life, but what made you want to do this professionally and seriously and become an artist like this?
Well, yeah, kind of like you mentioned, I wanted to be a singer all my life. Literally, when I was 3 years old, I would tell my mom every day that I wanted to be like Celine Dion because I loved Celine Dion.
Who doesn't love Celine Dion?
but I like loved how powerful her voice was, and I just wanted to be just like her. And I honestly kind of thought that I was just like her. but then, like, when I got older, I started taking vocal lessons when I was pretty young, and I was trained classically. I was also trained for, like, musical theater and stuff. And then I just started writing one summer. It was the summer between my sophomore and junior year of high school. I started writing songs, and it was the most, I don't know, it was just so fun to me to be able to create something that you perform, something that comes from you, and not just, it's not just something that somebody else wrote, you know what I mean? It's from you, and it's a part of you. So I fell in love with that, and I fell in love with the process and performing my own music, and I just knew that this is what I wanted to do. And for a long time, I had things that kind of held me back. I had, anxiety, and I had a boyfriend who held me back, and I had, like, a couple different things that came along that hindered this. But it was always just, like, something that came, I always would come back to. And just over the past, like, couple years, maybe year and a half to 2 years, I've just been putting my all into this. And I can't even imagine trying to do something else.
So it sounds like you had good material for to be I'm a songwriter.
I wouldn't say it's, like, totally Taylor Swift. Where you like write about the boys that come along or whatever comes along. I try to keep like my music not only about relationships. I like different varieties of topics, but
so where's the weirdest place like you've written a song? Or is it just you always have one place where you write?
No,
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, well, I don't literally, like, write. Like, I have my little audio on my phone that's filled with, like, probably 50 or 60 little audio clips. So I'll just, like, press record and sing into it. I've written while I was at work. Pretty much just at home and there.
Okay, so we're gonna listen to Blinding Lights. So how did that song come to you?
So I started working with my producer that I'm currently working with back in last December, and he and I were working on some songs. Usually most of the time I write where I come up with a song, I'll just hear it in my head, and I'll start singing it, and then I'll put words to it. But he had sent me a couple of beats that he'd made, like instrumentals that he'd made, and he was like, just check these out and see if any of these work for you. And I listened to the Blinding Lights track, and I just like immediately started singing Blinding Lights over where the chorus would I came up with the lyrics like that moment, but I had the tune and I was like, that's really cool. And it was kind of different because when I do Blinding Lights, it kind of goes into my head voice and it's very like, oh my, it's on my break, so it's kind of harder to sing, but it's all in head voice. And most of the time I would sing like either in my mid-range or like belting or something, but I liked that it was a little different of anything that I had written. And Blinding Lights is basically about like wanting more for, because for so long I kind of felt like my career was pretty stagnant. It wasn't really going anywhere, and I was kind of just complicit with that. And Blinding Lights was just a song about me breaking free of that and getting out of whatever was holding me back. So
that's, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, let's take a listen to Blinding Lights right now.
Crystal Clayton. So Crystal, you're performing at the Plaza Art Fair coming up. Well, are you excited about this? Tell us what people can expect if they go to watch you.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Plaza Art Fair. I was able to do it last year and it was really, really fun. I think that something like the Plaza Art Fair is always fun because there's people wandering around, and I think when they hear music, especially like good music, then they like kind of want to meander over and see what it is and kind of check it out. So, you know, sometimes it's difficult getting people to actually come out to a show, it's just a little harder to get people to, like, actually make it out. So, whenever you perform at, like, a festival or something like that, there's always people just hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it'll be cool. I think it'll be fun.
What's it like when you're on stage, whether it's at the Plaza Arts Fair or you're at a venue?
Being on stage is one of my favorite things to do in life. It's just this euphoric experience. When I'm on stage, I kind of feel like I go into a different zone. I feel like, I don't know, I guess, you know how Beyonce kind of has her, like, Sasha Fierce.
Oh, yeah.
Persona. Mm-hmm.
You have a different persona, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a thing where you kind of just become a yourself. You kind of just become a different person, I guess, just in the fact that you are, like, I don't know, when I get on stage, I have, like, I feel like I have a lot of confidence, and I feel like I am able to can totally 100% just connect with my songs and try to connect that to the audience. And when I do connect it with the audience, it's the best thing ever, because people understand, like, people will listen to your lyrics and they'll understand and they'll connect with what you're saying. So, and then they'll connect with your passion as an artist. So, I don't know. I just honestly, like, I don't think that I like anything better than being on stage. It's like my favorite thing in the world.
That's awesome.
Well, it's obviously a great start. You're already off to a great start with your career. So yeah. how can people find you?
So I have music available on pretty much every form of streaming. So Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal. I think there's like a bunch of other ones that I don't really even know what they are. But, pretty much everything. I have stuff on YouTube you can check out. If you just type my name in, Crystal Clayton, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Clayton. And then my little nickname is Criddle, which is C-R-I-D-D-L-E. And my social media, my Instagram, my Facebook, everything, you can find me from Criddle Clayton. It's just like a little nickname that was given to me by a teacher in high school. And, like, all the kids in my class were calling me it. And then, like, it kind of just spread to all my friends calling me it. And I just liked it, and I stuck with it because they would still call me Criddle after high school. So
it followed you.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite social media platform? If anyone's going to follow you on one, is there one that you are on more than another?
I am constantly on Instagram. Probably way more than I should be.
It's easy to get addicted. It's so easy. I love Instagram.
It's so easy. And I find myself, like, an hour later looking at God knows what. I'm like, how did I get here? I'm, like, looking at food and cats mostly and...
That sounds like you.
Yeah, it sounds like you, that's like pretty you. Much all I look at on Instagram is cats.
All right. Well, cool.
Yeah, Instagram is the best, and also I really like Facebook, too.
Yeah.
I love Facebook, but those two I think are my favorite social medias.
Well, again, congratulations on being number one on the regional indie pop chart on Reverb Nation. That is
That's awesome.
That is fantastic. So, again, thank you so much. And
Thanks, Crystal.
We will look forward to you at the Plaza Arts Fair.
Absolutely.
This coming weekend.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mitch and Kat. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Awesome. All right. You have a good day. Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye. All right. There you go.
All right. So, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Again, we always like to kind of feature or highlight local artists and how they get started.
Yeah.
And it seems like she's at the very beginning of her career.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to kind of follow her and see.
In any field, especially, filmmaking or music.
In a creative field.
Right. It doesn't happen overnight for a lot of people. And so, you know, they work hard and they got to start somewhere. And her music's really great. So if you have a chance, you should really check out her songs and her EP. Her EP, Too Human? Sorry, let me look at her Facebook page. I had that in my mind and now. Yes, Too Human. It comes out October 6th, excuse me.
There we go.
I heard the dog barking and it threw me for a second. So October 6th, because it's no longer August. October 6th, it comes out, her EP, Too Human. So look for that. But yeah, she was really lovely. So, and she does perform in the Kansas City area from time to time. If you follow her on Facebook or on Twitter, you'll see her scheduled events. So if you want to see her live.
Yeah, and you can follow her on SoundCloud, and you can also follow us on SoundCloud as well, Pop Culture Connoisseurs, A Gal and a Gay. So we have our podcasts on several different platforms. Podbean, Stitcher, SoundCloud, as well as
Apple's podcasting app.
What is that called?
Apple Podcast.
Oh, it's just called Apple Podcast. They've changed everything.
Now it's just a podcast app. So
okay,
yeah. So if you
and iTunes has changed too. I mean, it's
right. I know. Things are changing all the time.
I know.
You can also get us on whatever Google or Android equivalent that is.
Google Play.
Google Play, that's what it is. So yeah, anyway, that is it for now. Again, Crystal Clayton, October 6th is when her EP comes out. She's really lovely, so check it out. And you can follow us on Twitter. Did we talk about that already?
Mm-hmm. Twitter, Instagram. Twitter, we haven't, but Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff.
It's a day. We can't it even focus. I don't know what's right. going on. But yes, a gallon a gay on all those platforms. So, until next time, goodbye.
All right, welcome to episode 136. We're like...
What?
I don't know what that was. All right.
Wow.
Oh my God. That's the second time. I do need to start drinking. What the...